From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A Virginia man has been arrested for allegedly plotting a series of terrorist attacks against the Washington, D.C. metro system. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the 34-year-old at the center of the case allegedly believed he was working with members of Al-Qaeda.
Farouk Ahmed of Ashburn, Virginia, allegedly began planning the metro attacks back in April. That's when he allegedly started doing surveillance on a number of metro stations that he thought would make good targets. According to the indictment, Ahmed spent 5 months videotaping and diagramming various metro stations and then gave that information to people he thought were members of Al-Qaeda. In actual fact, it was a sting operation. Ahmed is a naturalized American of Pakistani descent and was indicted on 3 terrorism charges this morning. Law enforcement officials stressed that metro riders were never in any danger. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
U.S. home buyers are looking at new properties, or at least they were in September, when new home sales rose. But as NPR's Paul Brown reports, the increase does not signify a recovery, since the bump is from a very low level.
The Commerce Department says September new home sales are up more than 6% from August, but with a huge inventory of existing homes either in or headed to foreclosure in the housing bust, economist Alex Villacorta of Clear Capital is among those who say there's not much to cheer about.
The volumes are still 21.5% down from last year, and to give you more perspective, it's down nearly 78% off of the peak values in July 2005.
Villacorta says where local markets are strong, as in some parts of California, it's generally because they have a good mix of buyers, investors, first-time buyers, and so-called move-up prospects who have the money to get into better homes. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Another roadblock for a proposed $9 billion rail tunnel that would run beneath the Hudson River between New Jersey and New York City. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he'll stand by his earlier decision to kill what would be the nation's largest public works project.
There comes a time when you just have to say, we can't afford it. I know it's not a popular thing to say in some quarters, but we cannot afford it.
Under the proposal, New Jersey would have to pay its $2.7 billion share for the cost of the tunnel, plus any cost overruns. The rest would come from the federal government and port authorities. Officials have estimated the project would immediately create 6,000 construction jobs. Health officials say there are now more than 4,000 confirmed cases of cholera in Haiti and more than 300 deaths from the disease. But the World Health Organization says deaths from the outbreak are slowing. Meantime, Haitian elections officials say voting will be held next month as scheduled, despite the nation's health crisis and fears of violence. This is NPR News. The CEO of Massey Energy says his company has a totally clear conscience about the explosion that killed 29 workers at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in April. Don Blankenship spoke in a conference call with industry analysts, and NPR's Howard Berkus listened in.
The conference call followed Massey Energy's third-quarter earnings report, which showed a $41 million loss. Massey Chief Executive Don Blankenship blamed that loss on an increase in federal mine safety inspections and tougher regulation in the months after the Upper Big Branch explosion in West Virginia. That, he said, shut down 450 shifts in the company's coal mines. Blankenship did not assume any responsibility for the disaster, saying Massey did not contribute in any way to the accident. Instead, he repeated a company claim that a massive and natural infusion of methane gas caused the blast. And he said coal dust was not a meaningful factor. Federal investigators say they found evidence of excessive coal dust in the mine, which could accelerate and spread an explosion. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The federal government has set up a security ring around the wreckage of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The protected area is located on the seabed, about 50 miles southeast of the coast of Louisiana. The Justice Department says the area must be secured for at least a year to protect evidence for civil and criminal cases. The explosion and sinking of the Deepwater rig last spring led to the massive oil spill in the Gulf. U.S. stocks closed mixed today with gains led by technology shares. The Dow fell 43 points to close at 11,126. The Nasdaq rose 5 points and the S&P was down 3. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.